Talkers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Hello and welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we welcome you to the shadow of Lookout Mountain here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, AT&T Field, the place as the Biloxi Shuckers at 19-14 take on the Chattanooga Lookouts who come in at 14-18 in game one of a six-game series. David Blake alongside you throughout the week here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The Shuckers won 4 of 6 in their last series against the Trash Pandas, even though they fell in each of the final two games. The Shuckers, though, won each of the first four. The pitching staff was dominant the end of the week by allowing just under 10 runs on the weekend as a team that comes into today with one of the better records in the Southern League, second in the South Division, 3 games behind the division-leading Pensacola Blue Wahoos, who have the best record in the league at 22-11. On the other side of things, the Chattanooga Lookouts come in today after a tough series last week against the Mississippi Braves. They only played 5 of the 6, and Chattanooga lost all 5, outscored 27-8. The only team in minor league baseball that last week did not score at least 10 runs, trying to turn things around for a team that's been a lot better at home than on the road this year. 10 of their 14 wins have come at AT&T Field. A couple of transactional news today for the Shuckers. Shuckers activated Tristan Lutz and Lamar Sparks, both off the injured list. Sparks in the lineup tonight, back in action with the Shuckers. Take on the Lookouts. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for today's pregame interview, where today we're joined by Zach Bonaro, a guy who has a real interesting baseball story. We'll get to that before we get to lineups and first pitch from game one in Chattanooga. That comes your way next. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Here in game one of a six-game set. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javid Blake. We're joined by Zach Vinaro, who's been terrific since coming off the IL a couple weeks back. Zach, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate you having me.
How's it been? You went on the IL for about 2 weeks, and since then you come off, and you've allowed just two runs over your last five-plus appearances. That has to help the confidence.
Yeah, definitely helps the confidence. But I got a great bunch of guys behind me. I've had some strikeouts here and there since I've been back, but I'm still a ground ball pitcher, and I still need the guys behind me to make plays, and they've been doing a great job behind me.
What's it been like to have this defense? Because I don't think there's a team in the Southern League that works on defense more than the Biloxi Shuckers. How much does it help your confidence knowing that as a ground ball pitcher, you don't have to worry about anything?
Yeah, I mean, Mikey has our infielders out there every day, taking ground balls, and it's starting to get hot out, but it doesn't really matter because our guys are ready. They're making plays. You can just tell how confident they are every time a ball's hit to them. And I've had zero worry every single time a ball's been put on the ground.
As a ground ball pitcher, what's been working for you since coming off the injury list a few weeks back?
I'm just pretty much mixing my pitches, honestly, making sure the hitters stay off balance. And when they make contact, the hope is that it's on the ground.
One of the big things as well is this pitching staff has been incredible. What's it been like to be out in the bullpen with a group that at the end of last week had one of the best ERAs, not just in AA, but in all of baseball?
Yeah, I mean, we have an awesome group all around, starters all the way to the bullpen. But, hanging out in the bullpen every single day, we're able to sit here, pick each other's brains. We can literally talk about anything and see how I throw a certain pitch. And another guy may be learning it or throws it himself, but may want to fine tune it, or I want to fine tune mine. And we all just conversations with each other, and we can really just help each other out. And shows when we go out there and pitch.
One of the big things as well for you is you're more of a sidewinding pitcher instead of the traditional pitcher that throws over the top. How do you find an arm slot like that? Because growing up, you aren't ever taught to kind of throw for that sidewinding angle.
No, yeah. I mean, growing up, I've never been, completely over the top. I've always been three quarters. Throughout high school, then in the college and the pro ball, I think probably around my senior year of college is when I finally found the slot I have now, and there's no really reason to it. It just naturally went that way.
When your senior year at Mount Olive was incredible, you went from a guy who had pitched just 20 innings the year before to a guy who then allowed two earned runs the entire season. How much fun was that jump in better results in your senior year? Not only that, you're one of the best pitchers on your team, best pitchers in the country at Mount Olive.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the junior year isn't exactly, how I wanted it to go. But we had a great group of guys both years I was there. All around great group of guys. Bullpen was fun, starters were fun. All the position players were a great time. We hung out at the field, off the field. Like, senior year just made everything was a lot easier. You can just go out there, play free, easy baseball, and especially when you're out there with your brothers.
And Division II baseball is real good baseball. You're not the only D2 guy on the team, a couple more guys, but how much fun was it to play after going to junior college, to go to a Division II school, to play in one of the best conferences in the country in Conference Carolinas?
Yeah, I had a great time there. Like you said, the competition there is, it's no joke. I can't speak for all the Division II conferences, but I know Conference Carolinas, we're definitely known for, we're basically just a bunch of transfer schools. Like, guys, for whatever reason, aren't in the Division I school they went to anymore. We're some of the schools that they go to, and that's part of the reason why the D2 baseball is so good.
Another thing for you is you went the indie ball route after college. You spent some time with the Ottawa Champions, dominated, and then got signed by the Brewers. What was it like, and what went into the decision to go towards the indie ball route?
Well, after my senior year of college, when I thought I was going to get drafted and didn't, I knew I didn't want to give up baseball yet. I didn't know what route I should take, but I knew from that moment when I wasn't drafted, something was missing that I just wasn't good enough to be drafted at that time. So I had a bunch of indie ball opportunities right away as soon as I didn't get drafted. I turned them all down. I trained for, I went to a K-Zone Academy in Raleigh, North Carolina. I trained there for about 9 months. And I had a little bit of uplift in velo, and I don't know if that's exactly what it was, but we also did pitch design. But I ended up going to Ottawa, and luckily I was able to get out of there pretty quick.
What was it like pitching in Ottawa? Because the old Can-Am League that ended up merging with the Frontier League, it was Ottawa, there was Trois-Rivières, there was Quebec, and then you were all going all the way down to New York and Rockland and all. That's a crazy travel league. What was it like to spend some time in the Can-Am League where you're getting the passport stamped just about every road trip?
Yeah, I had a great time in the Can-Am. Honestly, I don't think I'm the I'm the player I am now without going to the Can-Am. There's so much I learned from being an indie ball first, especially from being around all like those older veteran guys that you get on your team. I obviously was a rookie, but we had guys, you know, in their 30s and stuff like that, and we're all playing together, and like, you know, they would tell me stories on how it was for them in affiliate ball when they were in it. Things to do, things not to do, things to say, things you definitely shouldn't say. Like, it's just a completely different atmosphere, obviously, from college. So it was nice to gain that extra feel going into affiliate ball.
What was the biggest thing you learned from your time with the Champions?
Like, feel-wise?
Yeah.
Anything that maybe that you think might sound stupid, it probably is stupid, so don't say it.
It's a good thing to be passed down.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hey, it's been a lot of fun to watch you pitch. It's been a fun bullpen as well. Thanks so much for the time today.
I appreciate you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Lookouts at 6:05. A big thank you there to Zach Vinaro joining us as our pregame interview today. We're just a couple moments away from the Biloxi Shuckers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. Game one of a six-game series at AT&T Field in the shadow of Lookout Mountain. We'll take a 10-second break for station identification before we come back with tonight's starting pitching matchup on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Chattanooga. Shuckers and the Lookouts getting set for first pitch in just a couple of minutes. It's Sam Benshotter who goes for Chattanooga, 1-4 with a 7.39 earned run average for the right-hander over 28 innings. Well, the Shuckers send a guy who, along with Justin Jarvis and Tobias Myers, has been a bona fide ace this year. Right-hander Carlos Rodriguez, 1-1 with a 1.88 ERA over six starts, 41 strikeouts and 28 two-thirds innings, and opponents are hitting 147 against him. That'll do for today's edition of the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it's first pitch in game one of the series between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. That comes your way next, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first war in the pitch. And that ends the inning. In time, the tag from Caro. A terrific relay in the air towards Jordan Murray. Dive! Got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss. He's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Murray swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run
and Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Cheerio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6.
All season long.
The Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shucker, Javen Blake.
This team of Tennessee to take on the Chattanooga Lookouts. It's the Biloxi Shuckers at 19-14. Three games back of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos in the South Division. They take on the 14-18 Chattanooga Lookouts. Fresh off being swept over a five-game set by the Mississippi Braves. The Lookouts come in 3.5 games back of the division-leading Tennessee Smokies in third place in the North Division. Javen Blake along with you throughout the night here on Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Thanks much for joining us on a Tuesday night. Game 1 of 6 between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. It's Sam Benscooter who gets the start tonight for the Chattanooga Lookouts, who wear their black alternate jerseys with Nuga across the front. The black cap with the C and the two eyes, one of the more iconic logos in minor league baseball, along with the white pants. Benscooter 1-4 with a 7.39 earned run average, 6 starts, 28 innings pitched, 32 strikeouts, and a 255 average for his opponents. The Shuckers wearing their blue alternate tops with the Biloxi B on the left chest, the number on the bottom right of the jersey. It's Noah Campbell who leads it off. Jackson Cheerio bats second. Tyler Black in the three spot. Wes Clark bats behind him. Then it's Freddie Zamora, Jefferson Caro, Lamar Sparks, Carlos Rodriguez, and Ethan Murray. Benscooter works first base side and delivers home. Called strike one in the outside corner by home plate umpire Caleb Martin. And we're officially underway. The pitch home. Misses inside. Count evens up. 1-1. 82 degrees and partly cloudy. Rain scheduled in the forecast for about the next hour or so. 1-1 delivery. Campbell taps it foul behind home plate. Count goes to 1-2. Wind right now out to left at 5 miles an hour. Varying between hard gusty winds out to left and soft winds just out to left. Campbell in from the left side. 280 hitter this year. Benscooter delivers. This is down low and inside. Count evens up. 2-2. Campbell along with Tyler Black, who hits in the three spot in this order, have really combined for a tandem that's dotted the top of the Southern League leaderboards this year. Campbell second in OBP at 438. Benscooter delivers. Campbell takes up and away, and the count goes to 3-2. That's part of the reason why. Campbell and Black have done a terrific job watching pitches this year. They've drawn more walks than any combo in the league. 3-2 delivery. Campbell rolls it on the ground, right to second. Quintana grabs it, fires to Alex McGarry at first, and Campbell grounds out. First out of the game. Gives us a chance to check out the defensive alignment for Chattanooga. Reese Hinds is in left. Ashton Creel is in center. Alan Serva's in right. Third to first around the infield, Nick Northcutt. Noel V. Marte at short. Nick Quintana at second. Alex McGarry at first. And Daniel Veoine is behind the plate. First pitch to the righty, Cheerio. Called strike on the outside corner. It's a changeup at 85. Benscooter, a four-pitch guy. Fastball, curveball, slider, and a changeup. Delivers to Cheerio. Takes away. Count evens up. 1-1. Cheerio this year hitting 260 with a 304 on base percentage. A good series last week. 1-1 delivery. Cheerio takes up and in. And goes to 2-1. And that's been the thing with Cheerio. He's gotten more comfortable in the Southern League and more comfortable in Double-A. The numbers have been better. Average up to 260 on the year. Pitch home. Lifts it out to right. Serta under it towards the line. Makes the catch for the second out. Two up, two down for Benscooter. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black.
Oh.
Two outs, nobody on. Scoreless in the top of the first inning from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. First pitch, Black takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Cale Martin, your home plate umpire. Kyle Stutz is at first, and Steve Hodgins, the third base umpire. Ben Scooter delivers. Black rolls it on the ground, right side of the infield. McGarry dives, but it's past him in a right for a base hit. Black walked into today with a 13-game hit streak. Check that, a 13-game on-base streak. Extends it to 14 in a row. He's now reached base in 29 of the 30 games he's played with Biloxi. Man on first with two away for West Clark. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Shuckers and lookouts just underway. Ben Scooter fires. Clark takes a slider on the inside corner. Called strike one. Watch for Black at first. He's a guy with a ton of speed. 19 stolen bases already. Today's the 34th game the Shuckers have played this year. Black a leadoff first. Ben Scooter delivers. Clark takes the pitch. Black off to second. The throw in time. And for just the second time all year, Black's retired trying to steal a base. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Carlos Rodriguez takes the hill for the first time this week. After this, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Bottom of the first inning. David Blake back with you from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Game one of a six-game set. Clouds starting to roll in. Still some peakings of blue sky as the sun starts to set. Shuckers in the Eastern time zone for the first time this year. Carlos Rodriguez takes the hill for right-handed arm, who's 1-1 with a 1.88 ERA in six starts. 28 two-thirds innings, 13 walks, 41 strikeouts. And opponents hitting 147 against him. Noel V. Marte leads it off. Ivan Johnson bats second. Alex McGarry bats in the three spot. Reese Hins behind them. Nick Quintana bats in the five spot. First pitch from Rodriguez. Chopped to third. Black has it go by him. It deflects off some more his glove, and Marte reaches. Rule that a hit. Extends Marte's on base streak to three in a row. Really, the two guys you have to be careful of for your run Rodriguez are Marte in the leadoff spot and Ashton Creel in the nine spot. Besides that, this is a team that has struggled to hit this year. Team average just 204, last in the Southern League. First pitch, misses low. Caro pops up. Marte stays put, though. The count goes to 1-0. On the switch hitting, Ivan Johnson, who's in from the left side. Johnson this year, a 103 hitter with a .234 on base percentage. Rodriguez deliver, Marte goes, pitch inside. Caro throws to second from his knees. Not in time, Marte slides in. Marte puts himself in scoring position. Rodriguez sets.
Now delivers to Johnson. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Stolen base for Marte, his 7th of the year, puts him in a tie with Reese Hins for the team lead. Hins on deck. Caro calls time. Rodriguez sets. Now delivers home. Fastball up and away. And he walks Johnson on 4 pitches. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Brings up the lefty, Alex McGarrity. 136 hitter on the year. OBP barely above 200. Shuckers on the lookouts. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Chattanooga threatening early on. Randy Rodriguez delivers home. Misses low and in. Count goes to 1 ball and no strikes. Rodriguez stands in, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, native of Rivas in Nicaragua. Trying to work through some early inning trouble. Delivers home. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Rodriguez's last time out was terrific. That was in the day game last Wednesday. Allowed 1 run on 1 hit in 6 innings. Threw in 6 strikeouts along with it. The 2-0 delivery. McGarry takes inside and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. That's 7 straight balls. Thrown by Rodriguez, and it brings out Jefferson Caro to talk with him. Ethan Murray comes in as well from second. Gives us a chance to set the defensive alignment for Biloxi. Carlos Rodriguez in left. Jackson Churio's in center. Omar Sparks, fresh off the injured list, is in right. Tyler Black at third. Freddie Zamora's at short. Ethan Murray's at second. Wes Clark plays first, and Jefferson Caro stands behind the plate. Balls and no strikes to the lefty McGarry. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball misses away. Ball 4. And after Marte's single, back-to-back walks to Johnson and McGarry loaded up for the righty Reese Hintz. If you're Biloxi, about the last way you want to start a series. They came flying into today. Won 4 of their last 6. Chattanooga's been struggling. Bases loaded now for the righty Reese Hins. Nobody out. Pitch home. Tips it foul off Caro's glove to the backstop. Count goes to 0-1. Chattanooga is a team this year. 6-for-34 with the bases loaded. That's a 176 average. Hins is 0-for-1. A strikeout. Driven in 2. The 0-1 delivery. Hins takes away, bounces into Caro's glove. The count evens up, 1 ball and 1 strike. Hins stands back in. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers in lookouts, scoreless. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Sometimes in these sort of situations, all you need is an out to kind of get that confidence back in your veins. Strikeout would certainly do it right here. Hins 8 strikeouts last week against the Braves. He went 5-for-15. The 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Great pitch from Rodriguez. Change up down low. First out of the inning. He's up the righty, Nick Quintana. Base is still loaded. Marte at third, Johnson at second, McGarry at first. Righty Quintana steps in. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Inning 1 of game 1. Pitch home. Fastball misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch home. Quintana lifts this high and deep in the air to left. Rodriguez goes back, looks up, and it's gone. Nick Quintana, after going 1-for-16 last week, puts the lookouts up 4-0 on the grand slam. Quintana crosses home, high fives all around. First grand slam of the year from Chattanooga. Quintana, that's his second homer. Brings up the RBI total to 12. And already one inning in. The most earned runs allowed and is struck by Rodriguez. First pitch, wave and a miss to Daniel Veoin on the outside corner. Count goes 0-1. Veoin hitting 165. Rodriguez delivers, misses inside. The count evens up, one ball and one strike. An early 4-0 lead for Chattanooga. Rodriguez fires home. Misses low and in. Count goes to 2-1. That throw is 19th pitch of the inning. Just 6 strikes from Rodriguez. Delivers home. Misses low and in. The count goes to 3-1. Veoin this year, just a 230 OBP. The 3-1 pitch. Tips it in and out of Carroll's glove, and the count goes full. This Chattanooga team, not one that hits a ton, not one that walks a ton either. And so far, they've done a good job early on. 2 walks, 2 hits, one of them a homer. They've got an early 4-0 lead. Still early, though. A lot of time to go in this one. Rodriguez's 3-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in. Second strikeout of the inning from Rodriguez. 2-2 for the righty, Alan Serta. Nobody on with 2 away. 4-0 lookouts in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Serta this year hitting 136 with a 296 OBP. The righty Rodriguez delivers home. Misses up and in. Count goes to 2-0. Rodriguez picks up the leg, fires to Serta. Up and in. But it's a called strike. Just bites the inside corner. Serta tried to get the call and bent out of the way. Counted 2-1. Rodriguez fires. Lifted foul up and out of play. Smacks off the bottom of the press box. Counts even, 2-2. We are a long way up and back from the field here in Chattanooga. Bird's eye view. Rodriguez delivers. Misses away. Count goes to 3-2. Starting to rain a bit here in Chattanooga. Light missed. 3-2 delivery. Foul back. We'll do it again. The backstop here in Chattanooga, right behind home plate, is padding. And everywhere else is brick. The ball shoots off real quick. Delivery. Inside. Called strike 3. Serta ducked out of the way of it, bent out of the way. A little bit too much on the plate. It catches the black, and that ends the inning. 4 runs on 2 hits, no errors, nobody's left on base, and Rodriguez strikes out 3 after 1. It's 4-0 Chattanooga. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers
Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter! I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hi, this is Tyler Black, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Top two from Chattanooga. Wes Cork steps in for Biloxi. First pitch he sees is driven deep in the air to right center field. Over comes the center fielder, Creel. And he reaches up and makes the catch in right center for the first out. Welcome back to AT&T Park in Chattanooga. David Blake alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Rain continuing to fall. It's not hard. The light mist starting to trickle on down. Real weird. See the sun off in the distance. First pitch to righty Zamora. Misses away. Righty Ben Scooter out for a second inning of work. Ended up with a 1-2-3 inning in the first. Thanks to Tyler Black and thrown out trying to steal second. The 1-0 delivery. Righty Zamora takes a strike in the outside corner. Count evens up. 1-1. Zamora this year hitting 265 with a 380 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. Zamora lifts it high in the air to right towards the line and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Wind's starting to blow out towards right. Means for poor Alan Serta in right field right now. The wind is pushing the rain directly at his face. The pitch home. Zamora chops it on the ground. Left side of the infield. Novi Marte gets it on a couple hops. It short fires to first. And Zamora is retired. Second out of the inning. Brings up the righty Emerson Caro. Shuckers trail it 4-0. Top of the second inning. Two outs with nobody on. All four runs came off a grand slam from Nick Quintana in the first inning. Pitch to the righty Caro. Slider misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Caro this year hitting 276 with a 317 OBP. He's been one of the better hitting catchers in minor league baseball. Pitch swing and a miss. Goes to 1-1. Came in today with one of the best caught stealing percentages out of any catcher. 1-1 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. But not only that, he also came into today with one of the better bats out of any catcher in the Southern League. Went 6-for-17 last week against Rocket City. 2-1 delivery. Caro hits this one high and deep to left. Hands watches it fly, and it's over the scoreboard. Caro demolishes one to left, and the Shuckers get one back. They trail it 4-1. Caro rounds third and comes home. That's about a 20-foot wall and then a 50-foot scoreboard. He cleared all of it. His fourth homer of the year, 10th run driven in, and it's 4-1. That might be the longest homer we'll see all year. First pitch to Lamar Sparks is a slider, called strike one in the outside corner. Sparks activated off the IL this afternoon. 0-1 delivery. Tips it foul. Right off Daniel Veoin's finger on that right hand, the one that's exposed when catching. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Certainly hope Veoin's okay. That's a tough one to get as a catcher. Home plate umpire Caleb Martin gives him a moment. Now Sparks takes a walk around. Trainer's not out for Chattanooga. It's a good sign as far as making sure he's okay. A pitch to Sparks. Takes cold, strike three on the outside corner, and that ends the inning. But not before Jefferson Caro puts Biloxi on the board with the farthest home run we've seen this year. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base, 4-1. Shuckers trail through an inning and a half. We're back to Chattanooga after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Is out for a second inning of work. Rain continues to come down here at AT&T Field. Before we get going, time's called for a moment. One of the Shuckers relievers got locked out of the bullpen. You got to go behind the wall and left to get into the bullpen. And he got locked out. First pitch from Rodriguez with the bullpen arm back in. It's called strike on the outside corner of the righty Nick Northcutt. Northcutt hitting 185 this year with a 241 OBP. Pitch home. Wave and a miss and a slider. Count goes to 0-2. Rodriguez delivers. Misses away off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. It was a tough first inning for Rodriguez. Gave up a grand slam that really started things. Pitch home. Misses up and away. He thought it was strike three. And ends up as ball two. Goes to two balls and two strikes. But he did strike out three. He was able to miss some bats. Rodriguez kicks and fires home. Slider nubbed up the first baseline foul, and the count stays at 2-2. Northcutt this year hitting 185. This is a team for Chattanooga that has not swung it well this year. The pitch home. Slider down and away. Count goes to 3-2. Which you'd think, given all the talent that the Reds farm system has had over the years, that a couple of guys would be swinging it, but it's kind of a lineup-wide thing. Pitch home. Misses away off the outside corner. That's the third walk allowed today by Rodriguez. It brings up the right-handed hitter Ashton Creel in the 9 spot. Rodriguez delivers home. Bunt shown, popped up in the air, foul to the screen. The count goes 2-0. Well, I can tell you one thing. We're about to get a beautiful rainbow here in Chattanooga. It is coming down harder and harder, but you can still see the sun. One of those weird spring showers where the sun's nice and bright, the rain's coming down. 0-1 delivery. Creel takes low, and the count evens up. 1-1. North cuts it first. It's 4-1 lookouts. Bottom of the second inning. The pitch home. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Steps back in. Rodriguez comes set. Black in on the third base side. Check back to first. And both cuts back in time. Rodriguez sets. Delivers the 2-1 pitch. Misses inside. Creel backs up off the inside corner. Count goes to 3-1. Rodriguez sets, now delivers. Misses low and inside, 4. And that's back-to-back walks to lead off the inning. Out comes pitching coach Will Shearholz. Toughest outing of the year so far for Rodriguez. Now the whole infield comes in as well. Back-to-back walks here to lead off the inning. Shearholz puts his arm around Caro. Talks to Rodriguez as well. One of those things where it's the first bit of trouble for the 21-year-old that he's seen here in AA. A blazing start, 6 starts and a 1.88 ERA. Walk 13, struck out 41 and 28 2/3. One of those things you just don't want to snowball. Now Shearholz has a word with the home plate umpire Caleb Martin on the mound. Nods his head a couple times. Pats Caro on the shoulder and everybody walks back. Brings up Noelvi Marte. Singled in the first on the infield. Only 1 has been had to be hit out of the infield today by Chattanooga. It was the grand slam. Rodriguez delivers. Runners on first and second. Misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Marte came around to score on the grand slam. It's 4-1 lookouts. Bottom of the second inning. Rodriguez delivers. Called strike at the knees. Count evens up. 1-1. Marte's the real hotshot prospect that the Reds have in their system. Got brought over in the Luis Castillo trade during the trade deadline last year. And the pitch to Marte. Old strike at the knees. Count goes to 1-2. He came over from the Mariners system. Was a star with the Modesto Nuts in low A and then the Everett Aqua Sox in high A.
came over and finished out the season with the Eaton Dragons. This year, in his first taste of Double-A, has been the everyday shortstop here in Chattanooga. 2-1 delivery. Lifts it foul up and out of play behind home plate. Gets onto the sweet level. Now goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Lookouts lead it 4-1. Rodriguez delivers. Misses low and away. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Rodriguez checks second. Now delivers. Looped in the air, left side of the infield. Zamora, the shortstop, calls everybody off, extends his arms out wide, and makes the catch. First down of the inning. One out, runners on first and second. Northcutt at second, Creel at first. Brings up the switch hitting Ivan Johnson, who digs in from the left side against the righty Rodriguez. Checkers trail at 4-1, just in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to Johnson. Wave and a miss. Fastball beneath at 93. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Rain continuing to come down and the sun continuing to shine bright. The 0-1 delivery. Misses away. And the count evens up, one ball and one strike. And if you're Rodriguez, right now, an opportunity to work through an inning, get some confidence back, facing the order for the second time. And delivers home. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. And goes to 1-2. Rodriguez sets. Now delivers the 1-2 pitch. Fouls it back in off the hands. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Up and away. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Johnson, 24 years old. Georgia native. Rodriguez delivers to him. Tips it in and out of Caro's glove. Count stays at two balls and two strikes. Johnson was originally drafted by the Reds in the fourth round in 2019 at Chipola Junior College. Chipola, one of the premier junior colleges in the country. It's where another hotshot prospect went as well. Cam Collier was last year selected in the draft. Well, the Bryce Harper. 2-2 delivery. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-2. Collier forbid his senior year of high school. He graduated early and enrolled at Chipola to play junior college baseball at 17 years old. Got drafted last year at just 18, but with a college baseball season under his belt. Rodriguez kicks and fires. Fouled straight back. Johnson stays alive. Good battle continues. On to the ninth pitch of the at-bat. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Northcutt at second. Creel at first. Bottom two from Chattanooga. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball called, strike three in the outside corner. Fourth strikeout today for Rodriguez. And it brings up the lefty, Alex McGarry. McGarry steps in from the left side. Runners on first and second, two away, bottom of the second inning. Rodriguez delivers home.
lifts it in the air out towards short right. Murray, the second baseman, tracks out. Sparks, the right fielder, comes in. Sparks calls him off and makes the catch to end the inning. A good second inning from Rodriguez. Second time around in the order, he's retired them in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. 4-1 lookouts after two. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
The left side, top of the third inning, first pitch is lifted in the air towards right center field. Ashton Creel, the center fielder, over and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Well, a quick welcome back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Rodriguez down the flyout, brings up the right hand, hitting Ethan Murray. Sam Benchotter into his third inning of work. Shuckers trail it 4-1. That one run came in a bomb from Jefferson Caro. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Murray this year hitting 228 with a 322 OBP. Ben Scooter works first base side of the rubber, delivers home. Murray takes slow, count evens up, one ball and one strike. Ben Scooter, originally drafted out of Michigan State back in 2021. Pitch home. Misses away. Gets by Veoin. The count goes to two balls and one strike. He's slowly made his way up the system. Spent 2022 at four different levels. Started off in the Florida State League. Pitch home. Up and in. Count goes to three balls and one strike. And he ended it here in Chattanooga. It's a path pretty similar to what Jackson Churio took last year. He started the season in single A and ended it in double A. 3-1 delivery, up and in ball four, and the Shuckers work a one-out walk. That was Murray's specialty last week. Went 1-for-8 at the plate against Rocket City, but drew five different walks. Now a man on first with one away, and it brings up the switch hitting Noah Campbell. One out, top of the third inning. Shuckers trail the lookouts 4-1. The rain that's been off and on for about the last 30 minutes has disappeared. Ben Scooter delivers. Campbell takes away on the outside corner. Now goes still 1-1. We don't have a rainbow yet, but the sun was shining bright. It was raining for about 30, 35 minutes. Ben Scooter sets. Now delivers. Campbell tanks this one high and deep in the air to right center. Serta goes back towards the warning track and makes the catch a step shy of the wall. Murray retreats back. Campbell hammered that one, but hit it to one of the farthest parts of the ballpark. You got to get it up to get it out here. Fence is about 20 feet tall. all around the park. It's a little bit higher, about 22, 23 feet in center. Jackson Churio comes up from the right side. Two outs with the man on. Ben Scooter delivers. Misses low, trickles through Veoene's legs, but he's able to retrieve it quick. Murray stays put. Churio flew out to right back in the first inning. Part of a 1-2-3 first inning from Ben Scooter. Ben Scooter comes set, works first base side of the rubber, delivers. Churio launches this one to right field. Serta comes on, and it drops down in front of him for a base hit. Murray charges hard around second into third standing. First hit of the day from Churio. Extends his on base streak to six straight, his hit streak to five in a row. Runners in the corners now for Tyler Black. Black becomes the tying run in a 4-1 game. Top of the third inning. Black steps in at the very back of the left-handed box. Singled back in the first inning. Churio, two-step lead off first. Ben Scooter fires. Black takes low. Veoene blocks it up, triples up the first baseline. Count goes to 1-0. Ben Scooter delivers. Black takes low and away. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Shuckers run this sort of situation plenty of times on Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, there were 5 straight innings where they sent the tying run to the plate. They weren't able to tie it up. Lost that one 6-4 in the finale. Ben Scooter's 2-0 delivery. Black tips it in and out of Veoene's glove. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Twirls the bat. Back with the low. Pants today. The high socks on Sunday. Check back to first. Churio dances on back. The Blacks still rocking with the white batting gloves. Had black batting gloves for most of last week. Switched it to white batting gloves on Sunday with the high black socks. Today, the low gray pants and the white gloves. Pitch home. Misses low and away. And the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Well, there's a man who's due in this order. It's the guy on deck, Wes Clark. You put Black on, you get to Clark, who had his last hit back last Wednesday, nailed it off the bark spot that sits in right center at MGM Park. 3-1 delivery. Black makes a strike at the knees, and the count goes to 3-2. But in order for Clark to get up, Black needs to get on. Churio will be off with the pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Shuckers trail it 4-1. Top of the third inning from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Just a gorgeous backdrop with the mountains and hills off in the distance. Pitch home. Churio goes. Black chops it to short. Marte grabs it on the big hop. Fires across the diamond. Beats Black by a step. And that ends the inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. 2.5, Shuckers trail it 4-1. Carlos Rodriguez back to the hill when we return on the Bucksy Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park.
The National Weather Service in New Orleans has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Northern Pearl River County in southern Mississippi until 6:45 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 5:53 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Poplarville, moving southeast at 5 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Poplarville. This includes Interstate 59 in Mississippi between mile markers 19 and 36. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Large hail and damaging winds and continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. Move indoors immediately. Lightning is one of nature's leading killers. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you are close enough to be struck by lightning. Torrential rainfall is occurring with this storm and may lead to flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicle through flooded roadways. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 6:45 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following county, Pearl River, Mississippi.
All four runs came on a Nick Quintana grand slam in the first. The pitch home, misses low, and the count evens up, one ball and one strike. Hinn struck out the first inning on a changeup. One of four strikeouts from Rodriguez, who delivers home. Misses away, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. The problem for Rodriguez hasn't been contact today. It's been the walks. He's walked four. 2-1 delivery. Wave and a miss on a changeup low. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Four walks, a career high, in a stat that you never want to set a new career high in as a pitcher. Rodriguez delivers. Curveball, smacked foul, third base side. Triples down off the patio deck. Down the left field line. Count stays even, two balls and two strikes. Rodriguez delivers. Lifted in the air on the infield. Right behind second base. Ethan Murray, the second baseman there, tracks towards the outfield and makes the catch. First out of the inning. Brings up the righty Nick Quintana. Quintana is the man responsible for Chattanooga's four runs. First grand slam of the year for the Lookouts back in the first inning. Pitch home. Fastball called strike on the inside corner at 91. It's Quintana's second homer of the year. Pitch home. Lifted in the air out towards right. Sparks the right fielder, tracks towards foul territory. Bit of room and makes the catch. Braces himself up against the netting. Quintana's retired for the second out. This has been a real encouraging second time through the order for Rodriguez. Five up, five down. Brings up the lefty Daniel Veoi from the left side. Two outs, nobody on. Lookouts lead the Shuckers 4-1. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball misses the way, and the count goes to 1-0. Veoi struck out swinging in the first. Pitch home. Misses low, and the count goes to two balls. And no strikes. Time's called. First base umpire Kyle Stutz gets to play hero. There's a little boy down the right field line who dropped his hat onto the field in foul territory. Stutz ran over, gave it back, charged on back behind first. 2-0 delivery. Lifted in the air towards right. Sparks tracks over towards the line and drops down in front of him for a base hit. Mayoine breaks a two-game hitless streak. Brings up the righty Alan Serta. Serta in from the right side. Struck out looking at a fastball.
back in the first inning. Righty-righty matchup. Shuckers trail it 4-1 in the bottom of the third. Rodriguez delivers. Slider misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez sets at the belt. Now picks up the leg and fires. Misses low, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-0 pitch. Wave and a miss. Check back to first. It goes through Clark's legs and down the right field line. Veoin off the second. Sports picks it up. Veoin got a bit too far off the bag. Caro tried to throw it over. But just threw it a bit low. Goes down as an E2. It's the third error of the year for Caro. Second straight game, the Shuckers have made an error. 2-1 delivery. Misses up high in the count. Goes to 3 balls in 1 strike. Shuckers are not a team that makes very many errors. Just the third time this year they've made errors in back-to-back games. And only one time this year they made errors in 3 straight. 3-1 delivery. Sorta lifts it high in the air, left side of the infield. Black tracks back towards the outfield, now drifts over towards short. He drops it in out of his glove. Veoin comes home. Sorta into second with a slide. Got around Murray's tag. And now nobody's covering third, and he escapes there. Veoin comes home in the error, and Sorta gets all the way to third. The second error of the inning, and it's 5-1 Chattanooga. Shuckers, one of the best defensive teams in the entire Southern League. Not many teams that work more on defense than the Shuckers. First pitch to the righty, Nick Northcutt, swing and a miss and a slider. Count goes down 1-1. The 0-1 delivered to Northcutt. Lifted in the air down the right field line. Sparks a long way over. It drops in for a base hit. Sorta comes home. Northcutt reaches the throw. Gets away, and it's sailed into left. Northcutt to second on the third error of the inning. Sparks' first error of the year. Shuckers have now made 3 errors in the inning. It's now 6-1. Northcutt brings home Sorta on the RBI single. Right-hander Ashton Creel steps in. Pitch from Rodriguez. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Right now, just 4 of the 6 runs that have come home have been earned. The 1-0 delivery. Creel takes a strike on the inside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Still 2 outs in the inning. Man on second. 6-1 Chattanooga in the bottom of the third inning. Rodriguez fires home. Wave and a miss. Put the trigger late on a curveball. Count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez one strike away from getting out of the inning. The 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Slider top of the zone. It's his 5th strikeout of the day. And ends the damage. In the inning. Three runs, two hits, three errors, and one runner left on base. It's 6-1 Chattanooga after three. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
For station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
First pitch of the inning from Sam Benscooter misses inside to Wes Clark. The second pitch comes home, also misses away. Count it 2 balls and no strikes. Clark went to center back in the second inning. Shuckers trailed it 6-1. Pitch home. Clark lifts this one in the air, left field side, but Marte, the shortstop, reaches up and snags it. First out of the inning brings up the righty, Freddy Zamora. Shuckers trail at 6-1. Six runs, four hits, and no errors for Chattanooga. One run, three hits, and three errors for Biloxi. Pitch home. Misses up and in. That goes to 1-0. Benscooter kicks and fires. Misses away. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Pitch to the plate. Slider called strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Zamora takes up and in. Count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. 3 balls, 1 strike, 1 away. Nobody on here in the top of the fourth inning. Benscooter delivers home. Misses up and in, ball four. The second straight inning, it's a 1-out walk. This time brings up Jefferson Caro. Reminder, fans, you can let us know where you're tuning in from tonight with our text the booth line. That's 601-514-0776. Again, you can join the booth and join the broadcast at 601-514-0776. We already have one group who's used the text line. It's the Shuck Nation Watch Party at the Ground Zero Blues Club. First pitch to Caro. Pops it up. Out of play behind home plate. Someone tried to catch it in a popcorn box. That did not work well. And the ball thuds off the stands for strike one. But a big hello to the Shuck Nation members listening in at the watch party tonight at the Ground Zero's Blues Club in Biloxi. Benscooter delivers, misses up high, and the count evens up, 1-1. I've never seen, obviously, gloves, hats, popcorn box might be the wildest thing I've ever seen anyone try to catch a foul ball in. went about as well as you would expect. The mouth is just not wide enough to catch a baseball. Caro hammers this one. Goodbye home run again. A two home run game, and this one is also demolished. It's 6-3. Caro's second of the day. Drives in his second and third runs. Caro's got Ben Scooter's number. Touches home. Big high five to Zamora. Both the balls have been demolished. This one didn't quite go over the scoreboard, but it cleared the fence by some margin. Fifth home run of the year. Now up to 12 runs batted in. Brings up the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks. First pitch. Sparks takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers now trail it by 3. Pitch home. Sparks takes the strike, top of the zone. Count evens up 1-1. Ben Scooter fires. Sparks takes inside. Count goes to 2-1. Pitch home. Misses away. And the count goes to 3-1. Sparks struck out looking back in the second inning. Ben Scooter fires. Sparks takes away. Draws a walk. Now brings out the catcher, Daniel Veoin, to talk to Ben Scooter. Carlos Rodriguez steps in a moment. Veoin gets back behind the plate. It's 6-3 lookouts over the Shuckers. But umpire Kale Martin comes out to break things up. Shuckers trail at 6-3. The offense has done a good job. Really, Jefferson Caro's done a great job. He's driven in all 3 of the Shuckers' runs on 2 massive home runs. Catcher that a year ago smashed 10 home runs. He's a 10-10 guy. 10-plus homers, 10-plus stolen bases. Lefty Carlos Rodriguez gets the first pitch and misses up and away. And goes to 1-0. Pitch home. Misses. Check that cold strike on the outside corner. Can't even up 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Backs him up off the inside corner. Veoin blocks it up. Count goes to 2-1. Caro also becomes the 3rd Shuckers player to tally a multi-home run game this year. Two balls, 1-1, 1 away. Ben Scooter fires. Rodriguez fouls it back. Count goes to 2-2. Jackson Churi, who did it on the home opener. Freddie Zamora also tallied 2 in a game, and now Jefferson Caro. The 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez lifts it high in the air, but foul. Left field side out of play. Count even at 2-2. Ben Scooter fires. Rodriguez lines the one miss in the air to right, drops down in front of Serna for a base hit. Sparks to second. Rodriguez reaches on a single. And now Ethan Murray comes up as the tying run. 6-3 Chattanooga. Top of the fourth inning. Rodriguez's first hit of the day. Trail at 6-3. Murray, though, one swing of the bat could tie this thing up. The pitcher, Murray takes up and in. Pops out of Aileen's glove and dribbles out in front of home plate. Goes to 1-0. Talk with Ben Scooter. Things starting to get away from Ben Scooter right now. Six-three game. Shuckers have five hits. They've scored three runs. They hit the ball hard. Delivery. Marie waves and misses on a slider. That evens up 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Marie waves and misses on another slider. First base umpire Kyle Stutz says he goes around. Count goes to 1-2. Top of the fourth inning. Murray walked back in the third. The pitch home. Murray takes up and in. Count evens up 2-2. Murray's ability to walk was one of the big parts in that Rocket City series last week. He went 1-for-8 at the plate, but he drew 5 walks. He's on base a ton. The 2-2 pitch, both runners go. Murray chops it to third and foul. Everybody retreats back, and the count stays at 2-2. Ben Scooter steps back on the hill. Murray in from the right side. Sparks at second. Rodriguez at first. Both guys with good speed. The righty fires. Murray lifts it in the air. First base side out of play. Count stays at 2-2. Check back to second. Sparks back in time. Ben Scooter went the long way to turn around to second instead of picking up the leg and turning his body towards the third base side to turn around. He flipped his entire body around first base side for the second. 2-2 delivery. Both runners go. Pitch misses away. Throw to third in time. No, not in time. Mayoin thought he had him. Pitch was actually a called strike on Murray, a late call by the home plate umpire, Caleb Martin. Sparks to third, Rodriguez to second. It's the 6th stolen base of the year for Sparks. Rodriguez, it's his 5th. It's a 2-way now. Tying run at the plate. Fourth and fifth runs of the day for Biloxi. It's second and third. Now with Campbell steps in. 0 for 2. Switch hitter in from the left side. Shuckers trail at 6-3 in the top of the fourth inning. Ben Scooter fires. Curveball called strike one on the inside corner. Campbell, the seventh batter to hit here in the inning. Shuckers have made Ben Scooter work. Now through his 73rd pitch of the day. Just 40 have been strikes. Pitch home. Called strike on the inside corner. Goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Shuckers have runners on second and third. Ben Scooter fires. Campbell chops it off his back foot. Stays alive. Count stays at 0-2. This might very well be a game decided by the bullpens. Ben Scooter nearing the 80-pitch mark. Rodriguez at 78, and he begins the bottom of the fourth inning. The 0-2 delivery. Campbell fouls it straight back and stays alive. Campbell taps up the plate, chokes up on the bat with two strikes. Ben Scooter fires. Up and away. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Campbell has his hands really high set. Way up on the grip. Pitch comes home. Misses low. Count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Ben Scooter steps back on the hill. And what has been a lengthy top of the fourth inning. All the right ways for Biloxi. 2-2 delivery. Campbell pops it up in the air. Left side of the infield. Northcutt after it from third. Marte out from short. Ends in from left. And Marte is the one who makes the grab to end the inning. Shuckers get two runs on two hits. One of them a big-time blast from Jefferson Caro. No errors and two runners left on base. Through three and a half, it's 6-3 Chattanooga. Continue on after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit smiledoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rodriguez at out of the game after three innings for the Shuckers. Top of the order comes up for the third time. It's the righty, James Meeker. His first pitch misses away. The count goes to one ball and no strikes. Rodriguez done after three innings, gives up four hits, six runs, four of them earned, four walks and five strikeouts. Shuckers trail at 6-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Meeker delivers. Lifted in the air to left, right to Rodriguez, who leaps up and makes the catch in left. First out of the inning. It's a hot shot line drive from Marte. Brings up the switch hitting Ivan Johnson. Meeker this year, part of a Shuckers bullpen that has a staff as a 2.95 ERA, one of the few bullpens in minor league baseball with an ERA under 3. Johnson today 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Meeker delivers, wave and a miss, a long swing and a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Count goes 0-1. Meeker this year, a 1.38 ERA in 12 2/3 innings. 0-1 delivery. Lifted in the air out towards center. Chorio tracks back on it, looks up, it's over his head, and it's off the top of the wall, bounces back into play. Johnson strides into second with a double. 400 feet to center, and then you have a 20-foot fence hit off the very top. And it's a long double for Ivan Johnson. Brings up the left-handed hitting Alex McGarry. Well, whatever bad mojo the Lookouts had in Pearl this past week when they lost 5 straight and scored 8 runs, it has completely turned around today. 6 runs on 5 hits. First pitch, the lefty McGarry. This is inside, and the count goes to 1-0. McGarry's 0-1 with a walk and a flyout. Pitch to the plate, wave and a miss. Pitch on the outside corner. Evens up 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. McGarry takes a strike at the knees. Count goes to 1-2. Meeker sets. Now fires home. McGarry checks his swing. Home plate umpire Caleb Martin says he goes around. Second out of the inning. First strikeout of the day for Meeker. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Reese Hinton steps up to the plate with 2 outs. Everything else is not underway yet around the Southern League. Shuckers, the lone game being played in the Eastern time zone. First pitch, Hinton fouls it back. The count goes 10-1. Tennessee and Pensacola underway in a couple of moments. M.D. Johnson gets the start for the Blue Wahoos, who are 22-11 on the year. M. Braves and Biscuits underway at 6:35. Pitch home. Called strike outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. Then Birmingham and Rocket City go at 6:35 as well. Meeker calls time and steps off. Now steps back on the hill. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away the righty Hens, who's 0-2 today. Johnson, a walking lead off second. Infield shifts to the left. Pitch home. Foul back. Count stays at 0-2. And steps back in from the right side. Meeker, the righty on the hill, works third base side of the rubber. It's a long look at second. Now delivers. Fouls it back. Count stays at 0-2. Meeker last pitched in game 2 of Thursday's doubleheader, so he hasn't pitched in 4 days. He was good at the back end of the doubleheader. 2 innings, just 1 hit, no runs. 0-2 delivery. Lifted in the air, out deep to right. Sparks turns around, looks up, and it's gone. Second home run of the day for Chattanooga. They put up an 8 spot here in the first 4 innings, and it's 8-3 Lookouts. Thank you. Simmons touches home. Third home run of the year, drives in his 13th and 14th runs of the year. That ball went deep to right center. Brings up the right hand, hitting Nick Quintana. Meeker delivers. Quintana takes the strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. It's the second home run given up this year by Meeker. Righty delivers. Ground ball, left side of the infield. Zamora gets it at short, fires to first, ends the inning. But not before Chattanooga gets on the board with two more. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through four, 8-3 Chattanooga. Back to AT&T Field after this. The Biloxi Shuckers.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
First pitch to Jackson Churio is popped up behind home plate, out of play. Goes to no balls and one strike. Sam Benescooter continues on the hill. He's given up three runs on two homers. Pitch to Churio. Hammers this one deep in the air out to right. Serta goes back towards the warning track, looks up, and it's way gone. Jackson Churio smashes the homer, and the home run parade continues for Biloxi. They trail it 8-4. It's Churio's fifth home run of the year, drives in his 22nd run, and the top prospect in baseball demolishes one to right. Heads back to the dugout. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. Three home runs tonight for Biloxi. First pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. There's a 20-foot fence in right, 20-foot tall fence in right, and then a Hello Human Kindness banner. Black lifts this one in the air. Pops it up right side of the infield. Foul territory. McGarry over towards the dugout. Runs out of room. Makes the catch. And braces himself up against the railing. First out of the inning brings up the righty Wes Clark. But there's a patio that sits above the right field wall, and Churio hit it over everything. Wes Clark stands in from the right side. Shuckers trail at 8-4. First pitch. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Clark's 0-2 today. Pitch home. Clark takes up high. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes.
Home runs have come fast and furious for Biloxi here tonight. Pitch home. Bork takes away. Check swing. A check with the first base umpire Kyle Stutz, who says he does not go. The count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Pitch to Clark. Takes low and away. Ball four. Reaches base for the first time tonight. Brings up the righty, Freddie Zamora. Zamora steps in from the right side. 0 for 1 today with a ground out and a walk. First pitch from Ben Scooter. Zamora pops it up on the infield. First baseman McGarry comes in right towards the mound. Backs up towards second. Makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Brings up Jefferson Caro. Caro's own Ben Scooter tonight in a big way. Caro's been up twice and has demolished 2 balls. One over the scoreboard and left, and one just to the left of the scoreboard. That's about 50 feet tall. He hit it about 45 feet up second time around. Man on first with two away. The pitch. Caro tags it foul up and out of play behind home plate. Count goes to 0-1. Caro digs back in. Ben Scooter sets, now delivers. Caro takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. Ben Scooter stares in and sets the pitch. Caro demolishes this one. Deep to left, Hins back track. Whoa, and it's gone! A three-home run night from Jefferson Caro, and the Shuckers have pulled it almost all the way back. It's 8-6. Have yourself a day, Jefferson Caro. He rounds third and comes home. Three homers, four ribbies, and the Shuckers have pulled it back to 8-6. He's driven in 5 of the 6 runs for the Shuckers today. All 3 homers have gone to left. And it brings up Lamar Sparks in an 8-6 ball game. First pitch misses low and away. Count goes to 1-0. A career night for Jefferson Caro. The pitch home. Sparks grounds it foul and into the workout's dugout in the third base side. Count evens up 1-1. Scooter stares in and fires. Sparks waves and misses in a slider. Count goes to 1-2. Pitch home. Sparks rolls it up the middle into center field for a base hit. Real picks it up and throws it in. Sparks reaches via hit for the first time tonight. Brings out Lookout's manager, Jose Moreno, for a call to the bullpen. Shuckers have lit up Sam Ben Scooter tonight. 6 runs on 4 homers. And a new pitcher into the ballgame when we return. We'll take a break. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
But 8-6. This game been off its rocker for about the last four innings. It's 8-6 lookout over the Shuckers. Carson Spires is into the game from the right side. Shuckers have the tying run at first. Carlos Rodriguez up from the left side. First pitch to him. Rodriguez takes up and away. It goes to one ball and no strikes. The final line on Sam Benscooter is one of the wildest lines you'll ever see. Goes 4 2/3, gives up 8 hits and 6 runs, all of them earned. Pitch home, misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. And his line isn't completely finalized yet. Still responsible for sparks at first. 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, 94 pitches, and gives up 4 home runs, 3 of them to the same guy. The 2-0 delivery. Rodriguez waves and misses. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Myers delivers. Rodriguez takes strike 2 in the outside corner. Count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. One of those days from the Shuckers offense. Right now, just waiting to get back into this thing with the bullpen. That's been terrific this year. They got a good chance to come back and win this thing. It's 8-6. Rodriguez in from the left side. Check back to first. Sparks dives back in. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Shuckers trail at 8-6 here on the top of the fifth inning. 4 home runs, most in any game for the Shuckers this year. Pitch home. Rodriguez lifts this one out to left. Hins goes back, now comes in, makes a shoestring catch. That ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers demolish 2 baseballs. Jackson Churio one, Caro the other. They score 3 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and leave one on. It's 8-6 after 4.5. Back to Chattanooga after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Shuckers trail at 8-6. Jefferson Caro smashed three home runs tonight. Meeker delivers. Wave and a miss. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. So far, we've seen 14 combined runs on five combined homers and 14 combined hits. Meeker fires. Lifted in the air out to left. Rodriguez drifts under it, the left fielder, and makes the catch. First out of the inning. Brings up the righty, Alan Serta, 0-2 today. And for the third time tonight. Stands in at the very back of the right-handed box. Meeker fires. Called strike one in the outside corner. Pitch, wave and a miss and a slider. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Meeker sets and delivers. Misses away. The count goes to one ball and two strikes. Shuckers trail at 8-6. Bottom of the fifth inning. Serta in from the right side. Meeker sets. Now delivers. Ground ball deflects off Black, the third baseman, and trickles up the third base line into left. Black made a diving play, and it deflected off his glove. Shot up in the air. Zamora, the shortstop. Now you just hear it over the press box PA speaker. A ground ball base hit from Alan Serta. Brings up the righty, Nick Northcutt. Pitch home. Fouled back. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Meeker sets, checks back to first, got Serta leading. Tag applied late, Serta's back in time. The pitch to the righty, Northcutt, wave and a miss. Fastball inside corner, and goes to 0-2. Meeker delivers home. Lifted in the air out to short right field. Long way in for Sparks. Murray out from second. Sparks, the right fielder, calls him off and makes the catch for the second out. Two outs, man on first. Ashton Creel comes up from the right side. Shuckers trail at 8-6. Meeker trying to work out of his first scoreless inning. The pitch to Creel. Misses low and away. Count goes to one ball and no strikes. Creel's 0-1 today with a walk.
Pitch to the plate. Wave and a miss. Hard cut on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. Serta, couple-step lead off first. Meeker comes set. At the letters. The 1-1 delivery. Misses away. Caro pops up and he's going to throw back to first. Just a hard stare down of Serta. Big hello to our listeners tonight from the Ground Zero's Blue, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi, hosting a Shuck Nation watch party tonight. 2-1 delivery. Runner off to second pitch. Called a strike on the inside corner. The throw, a good one, and Serta slides right into it. That ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Caro nabs his eighth base runner of the year. We head to the sixth. Shuckers trail it 8-6. Shuckers baseball continues after this. The Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
From Chattanooga, Ethan Marie leaps things off. First pitch he sees is lifted foul behind home plate out of play. It goes to no balls and one strike. Javon Blake back with you from Chattanooga. First inspires into his first full inning of relief work. Relieves Sam Benscooter after Anderson Caro homered off him for the third time. 0-1 delivery is lifted foul. First base side, Alex McGarrity chases after it over towards the netting and hits off the netting. Goes to no balls and two strikes. Spires on the hill, makes his ninth appearance of the year, 4.91 ERA, 14 and two-thirds innings, 12 strikeouts, 19 walks, and opponents hitting 154 against him. Shuckers have six runs on four home runs tonight, including three from Jefferson Caro. Spires delivers home. Murray takes away, ball gets all the way to the backstop. Count goes to 1-2. Myers delivers. Murray takes slow and away. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. You think about the Shuckers tonight. This was a team that coming into today did not have a ton of homers, just 29. That was tied for the fifth most in the Southern League. All of a sudden, they have enjoyed playing at AT&T Field. 2-2 delivery. Murray pops it up. First base side out of play. And stays at two balls and two strikes. The franchise record for home runs is three. Jefferson Caro now part of that. Along with Chad Spanberger, Corey Ray, Michael Choice, and Brett Phillips. 2-2 delivery. Murray fouls it back up and out of play. Two balls and two strikes. A four-homer game in baseball, one of the most rare things to ever happen. It's less likely than a perfect game throughout baseball's history. Long way to go to get to Caro. Shuckers hoping it's 8-8 by then. 2-2 delivery. Murray waves and misses. Fastball outside corner at 95. Murray strikes out for the second time today. First out of the sixth inning. Brings up the top of the order, Noah Campbell. The pitch home. Campbell hits this one in the air out to short right. Quintana out from second. Serta in from right and loses his cap and makes a shoestring catch for the second out. 2 away, nobody on, and it brings up the top prospect in baseball, Jefferson Jackson Churio, who steps in from the right side. It's been the Churio and Caro show. If you're a Brewers fan, it's a lot of smiles on your face. Caro, 20 years old. Churio, 19. He combined for 4 home runs tonight. First pitch to Churio with 2 away. Hammers this one deep in the air towards center. Creel goes back. Back pedals, now takes a step in, makes the catch, and ends the inning. It's the first 1-2-3 inning of the day for Chattanooga since the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 8-6 Chattanooga through 5.5. Back to AT&T Field after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, first pitch rolls to third. Tyler Black bobbles it, regathers, fires the first. Good strikes from Clark. One pitch, one out from James Meeker. Ashton Creel's retired. First out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jim Blake back with you from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Shuckers trail at 8-6. The Shuckers have 4 home runs tonight. 3 from the guy behind the plate, Jefferson Caro, and 1 from the guy in center, Jefferson Caro's teammate, Jackson Churio. First pitch home, misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. It's been the Caro and Churio show, something that Brewers are hoping to see for a lot of time in American Family Field in years to come. 1-0 delivery to the righty, Noelvi Martes chops foul, third base side, and the count evens up 1-1. Boy grabs the ball down the third baseline. Gives a momentary delay. Now good to go. The pitch, wave and a miss on a slider. Kemp goes to 1-2. Meeker into his third inning of work. He's gone long before. His season high this year is 3 1/3 innings. That was set back when the Shuckers were in Rocket City about a month ago. The 1-2 delivery misses low. Caro blocks it up. That goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the farm. Shuckers are scoring runs for everybody in the system. Bottom of the fifth inning, a delay between Carolina and Kannapolis. Mudcats up 5-1. 2-2 delivery. Looped foul behind home plate. Count stays even. End of the first inning, Quad Cities and the Timber Rattlers are scoreless. Bottom five from the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Sounds trail the Bulls in the D-bat 5-0. At the big league level, bottom of the first inning, Brewers up 1-0 in the St. Louis Cardinals. Second game of that series after a tough loss last night for the Brewers. Fell 18-1. 2-2 delivery. Marte pops it up right side of the infield. Bart tracks over towards foul territory, trips. And the ball drops down foul. Hope he's okay. He took a couple steps over and just lost his footing. Has to retie the left shoe. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch to Marte. Lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Goes to 2-2. Another 2-2 pitch. This time a check swing and a slider. And it's rolled, he goes around. Kyle Stutz puts up the fist on the first baseline. Marte strikes out swinging, second out of the inning. Looks up the switch hitting Ivan Johnson. Johnson's 1-for-2 today, doubled in the fourth inning off Meeker. And was driven in on the Reese Hinds 2-run homer to make it 8-6. Meeker fires. Misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Gives us 10 seconds for station identification.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
1-0 pitch. Misses away. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes against Ivan Johnson, who's in from the left side. Welcome back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Jamper Blake with you on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. 8-6 lookouts over the Shuckers. Meeker delivers. Chopped first base side. Clark after it stays fair. Grabs it, touches the bag, and that ends the inning. A 1-2-3 inning from Meeker. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Into the top of the seventh. Shuckers trail it 8-6. Back to Chattanooga after this. Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Of work and faces the left-handed hitting Tyler Black, who leads off the seventh. First pitch to him. misses away. And the count goes to one ball and no strikes. If you're just joining us, this game's been wild. It's been crazy. Just about everything in between. The 1-0 delivery. Black takes away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Lookouts, 8 runs on 7 hits without an error. For the Shuckers, 6 runs, 8 hits, and 3 errors to go along with 4 homers. 2-0 delivery. Black takes up and in. Count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Black's 1-for-3 today. He singled in the first, grounded out, popped out. Last 2 at-bats. Spires delivers home. Black takes up high, and it's ball 4. The Southern League leader in stolen bases reaches on a walk, and there's nobody in front of him. Brings up the right-handed hitting Wes Clark. Walked last time up. Represents the tying run. Shuckers trail at 8-6. They were down by as many as 5 runs. They were down that many twice. 6-1 and 8-3. The pitch home. Clark demolishes this one to left, but it's foul onto the interstate. Watch out. It drops down on the other side of the highway and bounces towards the river. There's a 5-lane highway, an off-ramp, a hill, and then the river. It hit the 5th lane. The 0-1 delivery comes home to Clark. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Shuckers are certainly hitting it hard tonight. It's not like the wind's hating it. It's blowing in from left. Caro's hit 3 out that way. Churio's hit 1 to right. And Clark almost nailed the car on the highway. Time's called. Clark steps out. Back off first. Gary holds him on here in the top of the 7th inning. Check back to first. Black dives back in. Now retakes his lead. Spires, spears. Spires stares into the plate. Now the pitch home. Clark takes a slider away. The count goes to 1-2. Freddie Zamora's on deck. Jefferson Caro's in the hole. It would be a shock if Caro got anything other than off-speed pitches. 3-for-3, 3 homers. 1-2 delivery. Clark spoils it foul right by Zamora, who stands in the on-deck circle. And stays at 1-2. Top of the 7th inning here in Chattanooga. Sun hasn't completely set yet. The farthest west you can be in the eastern time zone. 1-2 delivery. Clark takes away. Count goes to 2-2. So even though we're past the 8 o'clock hour, normally in Biloxi the sun sets around 7:30, 8 o'clock. The sun is still going to be high in the sky for about another hour. 2-2, nobody out. Spires delivers home. Clark waves and misses on a slider off the outside edge. A lot of movement from that pitch from Spires. Clark strikes out. That's just the 4th strikeout today by the Lookouts. Brings up the righty Freddie Zamora. 1 out, man on first. Zamora represents the tying run. Go-ahead run, Jefferson Caro. He's in the on-deck circle. Zamora is 0-for-2 with a walk. The pitch home. Zamora waves at a changeup. Called strike 1. Zamora had himself a fantastic series last week against Racket City. 6-for-16 with 3 extra base hits. The 0-1 delivery. Slider misses up and away. and evens up one ball and one strike. Now that was with the Shuckers offense tailing off a bit at the end of the week. They started off the series about as hot as you could be. Six runs in the first inning of game one against Rocket City. 1-1 delivery. Zamora waves and misses. Change up low. Goes to one ball and two strikes. Zamora steps out. Takes a moment. Now digs back in. Black off first. He's been caught stealing once today by Daniel Veoe, who's been terrific behind the plate this year, throwing out almost 50% of attempted base stealers. 1-2 delivery. Zamora takes the slider away. Goes to two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Zamora rolls it up the ground into center field for a base hit. Black stops at second. Zamora rounds first. And now runners on first and second with one away for Jefferson Caro. Caro's got a chance to make history. Nobody in Biloxi Shuckers history, that's since 2015 when they moved from Huntsville, has tallied a four-homer game. Shuckers trailing 8-6. Black at second, Zamora at first. The catcher, Daniel Veoin, goes out mound, talk to Spires. Open umpire, Caleb Martin, goes to break it out. It's probably a very simple conversation between Veoin and Spires. No fastballs. Something you can get across pretty quick. Runners in first and second. Carroll's the go-ahead run. 3-for-3, three homers. He's driven in five. First pitch. Chops on the ground high to third. Northcutt gets it. Goes to second for one. The return to first in-time double play. And that gets Chattanooga out of a big situation. Shuckers don't get a run. One hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. 8-6, Chattanooga over Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel.
Now it's McGarry steps in. in for the left side. Bottom of the seventh inning. Chattanooga leads Biloxi 8-6 in a game that is... Well, there were two options. Normal game, crazy game. It went crazy game. First pitch from Meeker. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. That means it has been one entertaining night here in the series opener from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Meeker's on for his third inning of work. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Change up outside corner at 82. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. He's one out away from tying his season high of 3 1/3 innings that he set back almost a month ago against Rocket City. More importantly, he's allowed just two runs to Chattanooga. The last two innings have been scoreless. Allowed the Shuckers to crawl back into this thing. 0-2 delivery. Lifted in the air out to right. Sparks goes back towards the warning track, towards the wall, looks up, and it's off the top of the wall, back into play. McGarry rounds second into third to throw up the line. Then off the bag, Black throws to retrieve it. McGarry's calling for it to be a home run. There's a yellow line at the top of the fence. Third base coach and manager Jose Moreno right now chatting with third base umpire Steve Hodgins. And he now makes his way over to the first base umpire Kyle Stutz. They're calling for a home run. The fans that are sitting in the seats above the right field wall are also calling for a home run. We'll see what the decision is. Moreno right now is talking with the first base umpire. And they're keeping the call. It goes as a triple for McGarry. His first hit of the night. He's up the righty, Reese hits. Infield comes in. Nobody out. First pitch. Hins hammers this one deep to center. Churio goes back towards the warning track. A few feet shy to the wall. Makes the catch. McGarry tags from third and comes in. Churio wafts it back into the infield. And it's 9-6 lookouts. First out of the inning, third run driven in today by Hins, up to 15 runs driven in this year. Comes up the righty, Nick Quintana. Guy who started off this craziness of a ball game back in the first inning with the grand slam. Meeker delivers, misses away, count goes to 1-0. Meeker sets. Now fires home. Lifted in the air out to right. Sparks comes in under it. Makes the catch for the second out of the inning. That's a new season high for Meeker. 3 2/3 innings. Brings up the lefty Daniel Veoin. Two outs, nobody on. Shuckers trail it 9-6. First pitch rolled on the ground, right to second. Murray grabs it, takes a step, fires to cork of the bag, and that ends the inning. How about four innings in relief for James Meeker? One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through seven, we head to the eighth. 9-6 lookouts. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For Auto Parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
For Biloxi here in the eighth inning. David Blake back with you from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. First game of a six-game set between these two teams. Checkers trail it by two. First pitch. Sparks takes low, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Sparks in his first game back after being activated off the IL about 8 hours ago. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. The pitch. Sparks takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Carson Spires into his third full inning of work in relief of Sam Benscooter. Spires delivers, misses inside, and Sparks moves ahead in the count, two balls and one strike. Spires a long set, now delivers home. Called strike outside corner, count evens up 2-2. Shuckers trail at 9-6. Shuckers have 6 runs on 9 hits, but 3 errors along with 8 hits by the lookouts have helped give them a 3-run lead. Sparks digs back in from the right side. Rocking the bright white batting gloves. Spires his 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Slider on the outside corner at 84. That's his third strikeout today. Second time Sparks has struck out. One out now for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez, who steps in. 1-for-3 today. One out, nobody on, top of the eighth inning. Shuckers trail at 9-6 in the series opener. Spires delivers, misses away, and the count goes to 1-ball and no strikes. Spires delivers. Called strike, top of the zone. Count evens up 1-1. Spires, a former big league guy, was a Rule 5 draft pick back in 2020, Baltimore Orioles. 1-1 delivery. Rodriguez rolls it up the third baseline. Top of the lookout's dugout. Sneaks up the third baseline. Count goes to 1-2. He made the opening day roster during that 60-game COVID-shortened 2020 season. Struck out Aaron Judge during that season on 6 pitches. Spires kicks and fires home. Rodriguez waves and misses. Curveball inside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts from Spires. Now 2 outs, brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Murray's 0-for-2 today, 2 strikeouts and a walk. 2 outs. Nobody on. Shuckers trail at 9-6. Murray ends the inning. Over the top of the order up one more time in the ninth inning. Spires delivers home. Called strike one in the outside corner. All righty, Spires delivers home. Murray takes away. Count evens up, 1-ball and 1 strike. Murray digs back in. Picks up the heel of the front foot a little bit in the stance. 1-1 pitch. Rolls it on the ground, right side and through into right field for a base hit. First hit of the day from Murray. It's the 10th hit of the night from Biloxi. Brings up the top of the order and Noah Campbell. Tying run stands on deck. Pitch home. Misses up and away. Camp goes to one ball and no strikes. Pitch home. Campbell takes a strike in the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Spires, 25 years old, native of Greenville, South Carolina. Went to school at Clemson. Delivers the guy who went to school at the University of South Carolina in Noah Campbell. The 1-1 pitch. Campbell pops it up in the air. Short center field. Ashton Creel comes in from center. Missed the catch. That ends the inning. Shuckers will have the middle of the order due up in the ninth inning. And trail by at least three. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through 7.5. 9-6 Chattanooga. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
In relief, held the fourth down, three runs off two hits, and it now brings in the righty Luis Contreras to face the righty Alan Serta. Contreras delivers home. This is low, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Contreras has made one appearance this year, back 3 days ago against Rocket City. Didn't give up a run in an inning and two thirds, and struck out five. 1-0 delivery. Misses low. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. Biloxi trails at 9-6. They trail by as many as five. That was on two occasions. 6-1 and 8-3. They try to crawl back into this thing. Contreras delivers home. Up and in, and it hits Serta. Right on the elbow guard. Serta reaches base for the third time tonight. Brings up the righty, Nick Northcutt. Also gives us a chance to check the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. As always, plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Chattanooga right now in third place in the North Division. Team above them, Rocket City and Birmingham, currently in a rain delay. Victor Madero's looking to get the start when that gets underway. Meanwhile, bottom of the third inning, Tennessee Smokies up 3-2 on Pensacola. The pitch home. Slider called strike one in the outside corner to Northcutt, who's in from the right side. Pensacola swept Birmingham last week. Meanwhile, in a delay, it's the M Braves in Montgomery. Poor M Braves. They've been affected by rain a ton the last 2 weeks. The 0-1 pitch. Misses up high. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. The M Braves actually had to cancel a game in their series last week against the Lookouts. The 1-1 pitch. Northcutt waves and misses. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Contreras was sent down to Biloxi after making seven appearances in AAA with Nashville. The strikeout numbers were eye-popping, 17 and 10 and two-thirds. Long hold, now delivers. Fastball called, strike three in the outside corner. Good pitch. Got Northcutt looking. Fastball in the outside corner. That's the sixth out recorded by Contreras in AA. All six have been via the strikeout, except the righty, Ashton Creel. One out, man on first. Shuckers trail it 9-6 here on the bottom of the eighth inning. Big flash lightning off in the distance. Check back to first, bit high. Park corrals it. Pitch to the plate, wave and a miss. Goes to no balls and two strikes. Check that, no balls and one strike for the righty, Ashton Creel. You can see all the way to Signal Mountain off in the distance, about 10 miles away. Contreras delivers, slider gets by Caro, and Serta's off to second. Goes down as a wild pitch. One ball, one strike. Serta at second with one away in the eighth. Contreras delivers home. Slider misses low and away. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Short leadoff second for Serta. Contreras delivers. Fastball up high. Check swing. Check around. First base umpire Kyle Stutz as he does not go. And the count goes to three balls in one strike. Creel Stutz back in. 0 for 2 today with a strikeout, ground out, and a walk. Contreras a deep breath. Now fires home. Foul back. Count goes full. The fastball at 91. A big flash of lightning you can see off in the distance. Not close to Chattanooga. You can see a good bit of ways from the ballpark. Contreras' 3-2 pitch. Misses off the outside corner, ball four. Runners on first and second with one away for the righty, Noel V. Marte. Marte's 1-for-4 with a single. Struck out in a slider last time up. One of seven, took that eight strikeouts from the Shucker staff. Seven before Contreras came in. Struck out Northcutt for the first out of the inning. Runners on first and second, one away. 9-6 lookouts, bottom of the eighth inning. Contreras delivers home. Fouled straight back. Count goes to 0-1. We've talked a lot this year about guys from Indy Ball that have found their way into the Brewers organization and specifically to the Shuckers. They've had a wealth of guys from independent ball. We talked to today's pregame interview, Zach Fanaro, who played in the Can-Am League, which no longer exists for a team that no longer exists. The 0-1 delivery misses away. Count goes to one ball and one strike. Contreras also played independent baseball. Played in the USPBL. That's the United Shores Professional Baseball League. They play out of one field called Jimmy John's Field. Out in the Midwest, 1-1 delivery. Slider squeaks by Caro, and everybody moves up. Caro slides to the backstop to pick it up. Hard turnaround third from Serta. Now runners at second and third with one away and a 2-1 count. Caro walks out to the hill to talk to Contreras. The entire infield starts to walk in. And out comes pitching coach Will Shearholz. If you're the Shuckers, you want to come back in this thing. It sits at 9-6. Most runs you've scored an inning tonight is 3. That was back in the fifth inning. You want to keep it right here at 9-6 if you can. Home plate umpire Caleb Martin out to the hill to break things up. Everybody walks on back. Infield comes in, one away. Runners on second and third. Contreras delivers to Marte. Misses away. The count goes to 3-1. And now, they intentionally walk Marte to get to Johnston. Shuckers now have force out everywhere. Marte at first, Creel at second, Serta at third. Lookouts don't have a hit in the inning. And it brings up the switching Ivan Johnson, who stands in from the left side against the righty Contreras. Middle plays back, corners play in. The first pitch, fastball, called strike one on the inside corner. Biggest spot in the game right now. Shuckers trail it by 3. Love to keep this as a save situation going into the ninth inning. Contreras steps off. Johnson moves around the dirt behind home plate. Contreras delivers. Misses away, and the count evens up. 1-1. Johnson doubled off the wall in center back in the fourth inning. That was his only hit today. He's 1-for-3 with a walk. Contreras steps off again. Steps back on. The 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss on a slider. Goes to 1-2. Good pitch from Contreras. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 away, and the bases loaded. Bottom of the eighth inning. Contreras sets. Big, deep breath. Now fires. Fastball misses up and away at 91. Count evens up. 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses low, and the count goes four. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Shuckers trail it by three. Bases have been loaded up without a hit. Hit batter and two walks. Contreras delivers. Misses up high, ball four. And the Shuckers walk in the 10th run of the night for Chattanooga. Johnson tallies his third RBI of the year. Marte to second. Creel to third. Serta comes on home, and it's 10-6 lookouts. They've scored back-to-back runs since the Shuckers brought it within two to 8-6. The Alex McGarry up. First pitch. Misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. One-oh delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball in the outside corner at 91. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Today's the first time the Shuckers have allowed at least 10 runs in a game since the second game of the season. We're here today at the 34th. 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball 92 at the top of the zone. Goes to one ball and two strikes. Gary digs back in from the left side. The 1-2 delivery. Tips it foul all the way to the backstop. Count stays at 1-2. McGarry steps back in. Bases loaded. Still one away. The 1-2 pitch. Line drive into center field, drops down for a base hit. Creel comes home, Marte rounds third and comes home, and all of a sudden it's ballooned to a six-run advantage for Chattanooga. Two RBI single from McGarry, and it's 12-6. Johnson up to second. Creel and Marte both come home, and it brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero. That ends a very short appearance for Luis Contreras. The lookouts have piled on the runs here. A team that scored all of 8 runs in 5 games last week has scored 12 here tonight, including 3 in the bottom of the 8th inning. Contreras departs, new pitcher in the ballgame. When we return, we're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit Seal's Tires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Well, looky here.
Bobby Baker is into the ball game for the Shuckers. He inherits two base runners as we welcome you back to AT&T Field here in what's looking more and more like a stormy Chattanooga. You've seen lightning off in the distance, the far distance, from out the last 15 to 20 minutes. Rained a bit at the start of the game. Chattanooga bats have exploded. 12-6, they lead the Shuckers. Baker in from the right side. Delivers to Reese Innes. Misses low. Caro blocks it up. Now goes to 1-0. Contreras. That's just a third of an inning. Gives up one hit. Walks three. Hits one. And also strikes out a batter. There's 28 pitches. Leaves two on for Robbie Baker, who's in from the right side. 1-0 delivery. Rolled on the ground. Right side of the infield. Murray gets it. Underhand flip to second for one. The return to first. In time for a double play, and that gets the Shuckers out of the inning. But in the inning, three runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the top of the ninth. Shuckers trailing by six. Back to Chattanooga after this. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing, during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Radio Network lookouts lead it 12-6. They spoiled the party. I've seen the Shuckers hit four home runs today. One of them from the man who leads off the inning, Jackson Churio, and three more. A guy who was recently promoted up to the number four prospect in the system, Jefferson Caro, who's tied the franchise record with three. Stevie Branch, the right-hander, in. First pitch. Fastball called strike one on the inside corner. Carson Spires done after three and a third innings. Gives up two hits, no runs, one walk, four strikeouts. Branch kicks and fires home. Wave and a miss, top of the zone. Count goes to 0-2. Branch has made 11 appearances this year, 3.68 the ERA in 14 and two-thirds. Five walks, 24 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 208 against him. Branch's 0-2 delivery. Misses way outside. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. By the way, that Shuckers double play that ended the inning is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Branch picks up the leg and fires home. Churio tags it past the dive of Quintana and in the center field for a base hit. It's a three-hit night for Churio. And puts a man on for Tyler Black. Not a bad night for the top prospect in baseball to start off this series against Chattanooga. It's Churio's 10th multi-hit game of the year, more than anybody else in the Shuckers roster. And he's hit every ball hard. Two hard singles and one homer to right that left the ballpark. Brings up lefty Tyler Black, 1-for-3 today with a single and a walk. The first pitch, called strike on the inside corner. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Churio off first, nobody away, top of the ninth. The pitch, Black lifts it foul, up and out of play. Hits off the light pole and flex back into the stands. Count it, no balls and two strikes. As always, foul balls brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Branch delivers home. Black waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 95. Seventh strikeout today from the Lookout's pitching staff. With one away, brings up the righty West Clark. Clark's 0-for-3 tonight with a walk. First pitch. Clark takes low, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Churio stands at first. Shockers trail it 12-6 in the top of the ninth inning. Game one of a six-game set from Chattanooga. Branch delivers. Hard swing and a hard miss from West Clark. A healthy cut. Count evens up one ball and one strike. Branch delivers. Misses up and away. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Shunkers have 11 hits tonight. They've left seven on. They've gone 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. All runs brought home on homers. Pitch home. Fastball called strike on the outside corner at 95. Count evens up two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Clark takes away with a slider. The count goes full. Well, one of the big things here for Biloxi, if you're not able to come back, at least kind of bleed this Chattanooga bullpen a little bit. Help you out later on in the series. 3-2 delivery. Clark swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 95. Shuckers are down to their final out. The righty Freddie Zamora who leads things off. 1-for-3 today with a single and a walk. Churio walking lead off first. Nobody's holding him on. First pitch. Curveball. Called strike one in the outside corner. The 0-1 delivery. Ground ball right side of the infield past McGarry and into right for a base hit. Churio moves to second. A big flash of lightning way off into the distance. Brightens up the sky a bit. Now runners in first and second for Jefferson Caro. Jefferson Caro has been a star tonight. Three homers, driven in five. He's tied the single game franchise record. With the wind picking up, lightning all around. I don't know if his bat's named Wonder Boy, but it's starting to feel a bit like the scene out of The Natural. Branch delivers. Caro takes high. The count goes to 1-0. Zamora at first. Churio at second. Caro back in from the right side. All three homers. Moonshots to left. Branch fires. Caro waves and misses at a slider. Count evens up, one ball, one strike. And about three quarters of the way around, said first base umpire Kyle Stutz. One-one delivery. Caro hits it high in the air, short right field. Second baseman Quintana under it, makes the catch, and the lookouts take game one of the six-game set. In the ninth inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. The Shuckers hit four homer, and the party spoiled by 12 runs by the lookouts. Off nine hits. Final line score for the Shuckers, 6 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for the lookouts, 12 runs on 9 hits without an error. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show and one final look around the Southern League and the Brewers organization on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. That comes your way next. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers postgame show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. The Shuckers fall game one of a 6-game set to the Chattanooga Lookouts by a 12-6 final. And Blake back with you from AT&T Field to wrap it all up. The Shuckers, 6 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for Chattanooga. 12 runs on 9 hits without an error. Before we go any further, let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back inside AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Jacob Blake alongside you. Shuckers fall to the lookouts by a 12-6 final. Shuckers, though, 3 home runs from Jefferson Caro and another one by Jackson Churio. They set their single game high this year with 4 homers, and Jefferson Caro ties the franchise single game record with 3 home runs of his own. Let's take you through the scoring summary. It started early for Chattanooga. 4 runs in the first inning off of a grand slam by the righty Nick Quintana, with the bases loaded to tag 4 on Carlos Rodriguez. Early on in the second inning, Shuckers got a run after a solo shot from Jefferson Caro, one that nicked off the very top of the Chattanooga Lookout C on top of the scoreboard, 50 feet above a 20-foot wall. A massive home run by Jefferson Caro. That was his fourth of the year, and that certainly wasn't the last. The Shuckers then, after the lookouts, got two in the third inning after a couple of errors by the Shuckers. It would then be two by Biloxi in the top of the fourth inning, a two-run shot from Jefferson Caro. At that point, made it 6-3. Chattanooga got both runs back on a two-run shot from Reese Hins in the bottom half of the inning. In the top of the fifth, it was a solo shot from Jackson Churio, and then the final blast of the night from Caro, a two-run home run deep to left to reel the Shuckers back within two at 8-6. But Chattanooga scored one in the seventh off of a sac fly after Alex McGeary tripled off the wall in right center. And then in the ninth, it was a bases loaded RBI walk by Ivan Johnson, and then a two RBI single from Alex McGeary to make the final score 12-6. Carson Spires gets the win, improves to 3-1. Carlos Rodriguez, the loss, falls 2-1-2. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of 3,704 here at AT&T Field. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for a final look at the Ola Parks and Resort scoreboard update before we say goodnight from Chattanooga.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi Coast Supply, guest selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Shuckers finished the game at the right time. Rain's starting to come down here at AT&T Field. We wrap this up here on the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Shuckers fall to Chattanooga 12-6 in the series opener. Shuckers have lost three straight, now at 19-15 on the year. Chattanooga snaps a five-game losing streak, now at 15-18 on the season. Time for a check of the Owyhee Parks and Resort scoreboard update for the final time tonight. Let's whip around the Southern League first, top of the sixth inning. Smokies lead the Blue Wahoos 3-2 at Pensacola Blue Wahoo Stadium. Bottom two from Madison, Alabama. Rocket City leads Birmingham 3-2. And top of the third inning in a rain-delayed start, Montgomery leads the M-Braves 2-1. In the Brewers organization at the big league level, it's the Brewers and the Cardinals tied at 2 in the top of the fifth inning. Shuckers just got one back to tie things up in the top half of the inning. Elsewhere around the organization, top of the ninth inning from Durham. Sounds down 7-2 against the Bulls in the opener of their six-game set. You can really start to hear the rain coming down now. Quad City stays up 5-0 on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And in the top of the eighth inning, the Mudcats up 8-2 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The Shuckers fall to 12-6 and fall to 19-15 on the season. Back tomorrow an 11:15 local time start here in Chattanooga, 10:15 a.m. Central Time. Justin Jarvis goes for the Shuckers while Joe Boyle takes the hill for Chattanooga. That's a first pitch time of 11:15 Eastern, 10:15 Central. We'll be at you 15 minutes before first pitch, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, with the pregame show from Chattanooga. From all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik White as we say so long from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning from AT&T Field.